If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Well, it is Mountain Home's basketball to start this second quarter as they lead Jonesboro 11-7. By the way, forgive me for saying Jody Davis earlier. That's actually what her name was when I first met her a long time ago. But she goes by Jody Christenberry now. And, of course, I mentioned she is a Flippin High School alum. Ball's over with Emma Martin on the right side, up top to Husky, over to Gilbert. Now to Penn. She goes cross court to Emma Martin, up top to Husky. She'll give it to Gilbert. Over to Emma Martin on the right side, up top to Husky. She's going to try for the three-pointer. Good. Peyton Husky with 9 points, all from behind the arc. We are 30 seconds into this second quarter, and Mountain Home has a 14-7 lead on the Lady Hurricane. Here's Mitchell with the ball up the top. Throws it down to Sonny Martin in the right left corner. Her three-pointer will not go. Long rebound is chased down. I believe they're going to get a foul on Jonesboro on the rebound. Sonny Martin picks up her first personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Hurricane here in the first half. Anna Grace Foreman checking back in the game for Mountain Home as Kyra Penn will head to the bench. 7:19 left in the first half. It is a 7-point Mountain Home advantage. Emma Martin will walk the ball across the timeline. Now Jonesboro is switching to a half-court man-to-man. Nope, they're cheating off that and doing some trapping. Emma Martin dribbles to the right corner, now kicks out to Gilbert on the wing. Now Gilbert dribbling towards the low block. Her shot was partially blocked. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Anna Grace Foreman, according to the official, and it probably was the right call. It is Jonesboro basketball with 6:55 left to play in this first half. 14-7, Mountain Home leading it. Mitchell into the front court for Jonesboro. Ball goes down in the right corner to Hardaway. Now she's dribbling down towards the low block, going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And a foul's going to be called on the rebound against Aston Yates. That is Yates' first personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the first half. By the way, Shanisha Hunter checked in for Jonesboro in between quarters. She is a 5'5 sophomore. Here's Mitchell with the ball up top for the Lady Hurricane. Takes the screen, drills toward the right elbow, now goes down to the low block, goes back to the elbow. Now throws it up to Martin, Sonny Martin up at the top. She'll take the screen, dribble toward the left side, gives it to Mitchell. Mitchell has it on the wing. Now dribbles up between the circles, throws over to Sonny Martin on the left side. Down in the corner to Salary. She's going into lane for the layup. No good, but draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line. 6:04 left to play in the first half as Anna Grace Foreman has called for her first personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Bombers. So these will be the first free throw attempts of the night for either team to be shot by Destiny Salary. She has yet to score this evening. Salary's first free throw is up and in. Brooklyn Dooley checking back into the game for Jonesboro as Kiana Hardaway will take a seat. One more free throw for Salary. Salary's second shot is up, and she gets both. 2 points for Destiny Salary. 14-9, Mountain Home leading. A little over 6 minutes left to play in the first half. Full court man for Jonesboro as Emma Martin brings it into the front court. Now she's dribbling to the left side, and she's going to draw a foul. A little too much contact there from Shanisha Hunter. That is her first personal foul, team foul number three against the Lady Hurricane. 5:53 left to play in the first half as Kate Giller will inbound the ball on the baseline. She gets into Emma Martin on the left wing. Dribbles up toward the top, finds Husky on the left side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Hunter. I'm sorry, that is Dooley with it. And back comes Jonesboro. Here's Mitchell. Her pass is knocked away by Peyton Husky. Goes out of bounds. And it will be Jonesboro inbounding out on the near sideline with 5:38 left in the half. 5-point Mountain Home lead. Inbound pass goes up to Mitchell between the circles. She dribbles to the right wing. Now goes toward the free throw line. Over on the left side, Destiny Salary is going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Rebound controlled by Addison Yates. Back comes Mountain Home. Emma Martin brings the ball across the timeline. Dribbles to the left wing. She's going down into lane for the layup. A little too strong. No good. Oh, she had a wide open look to the basket. She just threw it up there a little too strong. Back comes Jonesboro after getting the rebound. Here is Dooley going into the lane, and she's called for the offensive foul. Brooklyn Dooley picks up her second personal foul, team foul number four against Jonesboro, and their fourth turnover. Shanisha Hunter and Brooklyn Dooley both taking a seat. Kiana Hardaway checking back in, and checking in for the first time tonight is Tamia Clark, a 5'5 junior. Here's Emma Martin with the ball on the right side. Dribbles to the top, now goes to the left. Picks up a dribble, finds Kate Gilbert up at the top. Her three-pointer, no good. And the rebound is, ball still loose. And finally chased down by Mitchell. She's quickly back the other way for Jonesboro. Going to pull up in the lane for the jumper. It rolls around and goes in. Kayla Mitchell with 4 points. And that cuts Mountain Home's lead down to three. 14-11 our score. Less than 4.5 minutes left of the first half. Gilbert walks the ball into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Well, she's about to, but she lost the handle of the ball. She's able to get it back. They still have to beat the 10-second count, and she does not. Third turnover against Mountain Home, and Jonesboro will get it back with 4:15 left in the first half. And before we get back to action, Mountain Home's going to take a timeout. Again, 4:15 left. It is Mountain Home leading Jonesboro 14-11. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Jonesboro with the ball after the Mountain Home turnover. 4:15 left to play in the first half. The Lady Bombers up 14-11. Sonny Martin inbounds it to Mitchell, and we are back underway. Mitchell dribbling the ball at the top. Man-to-man defense once again from Mountain Home. Mitchell throws it down in the left corner to Salary. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And it's going to be a foul on the rebound against Aston Yates. Boy, it seems like he waited a while to make that call. Aston Yates picks up her second personal foul, team foul number three against the Lady Bombers here in the first half. So Yates is going to come out of the game. She's replaced by Kyra Penn. It will be Hardaway triggering the inbound pass on the baseline. She gets into Mitchell up at the top. Over on the left side now, it goes to Clark. Down on the low block to Salary. Her jumper, good.
Destiny Salary
now has 4 points, and that cuts Mount Home's lead down to a single point. 3:40 left to play in the first half. It is 14-13 our score. Emma Martin drills to the left wing, throws it up top to Gilbert. Over to Husky on the right side. She'll take the screen for Foreman. Now kicks back up top to Gilbert. Over on the left side now to Emma Martin. Emma Martin still dribbling on the left side. Now she's going a little closer to the top. Throws it up there to the top to Gilbert. Over on the right side to Husky. Down, she tried to throw it down to Foreman. Ball was knocked away by Hardaway. Goes out of bounds. And it will be Mountain Home keeping possession with 3:08 left to play in the first half. 1 point Lady Bomber lead. Kate Gilbert will trigger the inbound pass under the basket. Gilbert gets it into Foreman in the paint. Her jumper off the glass, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Hardaway. And back come the Lady Hurricane. Here is Mitchell into the front court. Throws the Salary up at the top. Salary takes the screen. Dribbles to the right side of the lane, going into lane for the layup. Her basket counts, and she is fouled. And that puts Jonesboro back on top. Emma Martin picks up her first personal foul, team foul number four, against the Lady Bombers. That's the fourth lead change of the night. So Destiny Salary back to the free throw line to try to convert the three-point play, and she does. She is now 3 of 3 from the charity stripe with 7 points. 16-14, Jonesboro leading it. 2:47 left in the first half. Here is Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Drills to the right side, takes the screen from Foreman. Now try to get down to Foreman. Her pass was stolen by Jonesboro. Here's Salary into the front court. Throws over on the left side to Sonny Martin. Down in the corner to Clark. She drills up to the wing. Throws it up top to Mitchell. Mitchell's going to pull up near the free throw line for the jumper. No good. And the rebound controlled by Foreman. And back on the Lady Bombers. Husky going into the front court. Dribbling to the right side. 2:10 left to play. It's a two-point Lady Hurricane lead. Husky has the ball on the wing. Throws it to Foreman up at the top. She's going to pull up just inside the three-point line for the jumper. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Clark for Jonesboro. She'll throw it to Sonny Martin, who brings it into the front court. Has the ball on the right side. Gives it there on the wing to Salary. Her three-pointer, good. Destiny Salary now in double figures with 10 points. 19-14, Jonesboro leading it. 1:44 left in the first half. Emma Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Dribbles to the right side. Now is going down into the lane for the layup. No shot was blocked, but she also drew contact, and so she'll head to the free throw line. Kiana Hardaway picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 5 against Jonesboro here in the first half. So two-shot opportunity coming up for Emma Martin. These will be the first free throw attempts of the night for the Lady Bombers. First shot is up and in. And she can make it a one-possession game with this next free throw. Second shot for Martin is up and good. She gets both. She now has 2 points. 19-16, Jonesboro leading it. 1:34 left of the first half. Mitchell takes an inbound pass from Salary and will walk it across the timeline for the Lady Hurricane. Mitchell has the ball at the top, throws over on the left side to Clark. Clark dribbling towards the corner. Her pass was knocked away by Emma Martin. Oh, they're going to say it was last touch by Salary, and Mount Tom's going to get it on the turnover. As the ball goes out of bounds, that is the fifth turnover against the Lady Hurricane. 1:19 left to play in the first half. Mountain Home with a chance to either cut it to one or possibly tie it on this possession. Here's Husky into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Throws over to Martin on the right side. Finds Foreman on the low block. She's going down into lane for the layup. A little through, too strong, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Salary. She's quickly back the other way for Jonesboro, going up for the layup. It rolls around, will not go, but she draws contact and will head to the free throw line. Emma Martin picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number 5 against the Lady Bombers. So back to the free throw line is Destiny Salary. So far she is 3 of 3 from the charity stripe with 10 points. First shot for Salary is good. Emily Payne checking in for the first time tonight for Mountain Home, replacing Emma Martin, who again just picked up her second foul. Payne, a 5'6 sophomore. 56.8 seconds left as Salary has one more free throw to shoot. Salary's second shot, good. Well, she's been deadly from the charity stripe. 5 of 5 with 12 points. Shanisha Hunter checking back into the game for Jonesboro, replacing Kiana Hardaway. It's a 5-point Jonesboro lead, 21-16 our score. Here is Husky into the front court for the Lady Bombers. 45 seconds left. Ball goes over to Payne now. Back to Husky. Husky has up at the top, throws over on the left side to Foreman. Back to Husky. Over to Payne on the right. 35 seconds left of the half. Ball goes to Penn on the wing. Now back to Payne. Now Husky has it once again. Over to Gilbert on the left. Back to Husky. 24 seconds left. Husky drills toward the right. Throws it up top to Payne. Payne trying to figure out where she wants to go with it. She better be careful. She's going to get called for 5 seconds. Now she throws it to Gilbert on the left side. Gilbert has it up at the top. 5 seconds left. Down to Payne. They're going to have to hurry up and get the shot off, and they're not going to. It's a jump ball, and it's going to be Mountain Home's basketball on the – I'm sorry, it's going to be Jonesboro's basketball on the alternating possession. Fifth turnover of the night against the Lady Bombers. 2.2 seconds left to play in the half. It is a five-point lead, but Jonesboro has a chance to get one more shot off before the end of the period. It will be Hunter inbounding to Salary. 1 second. She's going to try a shot at the half court. Can't not get it to go. And we've reached the end of the first half. Well, after two quarters of play, our score, Jonesboro leading Mountain Home 21-16. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President with Arvest Bank. We are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our branches or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI, an outpatient surgery site, and in-house therapy providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.